you ever been involved in a disagreement or a conflict with someone, possibly in the workplace, and you've wished that there's been a calm and fair, rational third party to help you resolve the problem? Well, my next guest, Elizabeth Rosa from Resolve at Work, does exactly that. We're going to be chatting to her about the benefits of using effective communication and mediation in the workplace. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's great to be on air.
Wonderful. Look, what are some of the most common workplace issues that a mediator like yourself could be called in to deal with?
Some of the most common actually arise out of a bullying claim that's been investigated and then found to be unsubstantiated. And HR finds that it's more of different work styles, some behaviour somebody's not comfortable with, and then the matter's referred to mediation. It often occurs between a staff member and a manager. That's quite a common thing. So that's one of the themes that I'm seeing a lot of.
Right. Okay. So why not let management just sort things out? Are there benefits of engaging someone external or more impartial in the process?
Yeah, there is a benefit of engaging somebody external, because otherwise you could have management imposing a decision top down and the parties might not be very accepting of that. Whereas in mediation, the parties come up with the solutions themselves. And they're also with an independent facilitator who doesn't work for the organisation at all and can really listen to their problems and needs and concerns from them and help them meet those concerns and the solutions that they come up with the other party.
Right. Okay. So you're kind of like the bridge of bringing two people together or to a resolution.
Yeah, so it's the bridge. So they've got the problem, whatever the problem is, then they talk through it in the mediation, and then they work through some ideas together. I facilitate them putting together ideas as to how they could work better together. So it is a bridge. The mediation is a bridge. So they're starting off at the start of the bridge with the problem, and then mediation carries them over the bridge to a brighter future.
Okay, I love that. I like it. An employee request a mediator? And are the content of the meetings confidential?
Yeah, so an employee can request a mediation. So not necessarily the mediator, but they might have some ideas about who the mediator is. But basically, they can request a mediation. And the mediation is a confidential process, so that the parties feel that they can speak freely in the mediation without fear of the other person then going straight down the corridor and telling all the other staff what's been said. And it would all be, if they did that, they'd be saying it all out of context.
Right.
So it's a confidential process.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So it's, you know what's being said, they know what's being said, but and then obviously the resolution is communicated to people outside the room, but what goes on inside that room doesn't leave it.
No, it doesn't leave it, no.
Okay. How many sessions does it typically take to get to a resolution?
Well, what happens first is there's pre-mediation or intake meetings. So I see each party separately for about an hour and a half, and then they talk through what the problem has been, what the issues are, what they would like to see from the other person. And then I start to get them to think about what ideas that they have for working better together with the other person. So I have those separate meetings with each person, and they're great, those meetings, because I really get to see what each person's concerns and needs and fears are, and it helps them to actually think through the problem and their needs as well. And then after that, a few days later, we conduct mediation, and that's 3 to 4 hours, but the parties aren't in the room together all the time because I have private sessions with each of them as well.
Yep.
And it's basically one mediation. So by the end of the mediation, usually they've come up with an agreement. So it's just really one morning or one afternoon.
Right. Okay. And do you find people are more willing to resolve things when they can play an active role in the process?
Yes, they are, because I need to pull out of them what ideas they have for the future. So that helps break them being stuck in the past, and helps them actually to come up with their own solutions from their own understanding of what their work involves.
Right.
So it's great that way.
Yeah. And are you seeing an increasing number of companies interested in training staff in a kind of effective communication skills and using mediation to resolve conflict?
Yeah. So there are quite a lot of training programs for staff in effective communication, so that at least they could nip things in the bud that way.
Yep.
And there seems to be an increasing trend towards engaging external mediators, yes.
Elizabeth, you must be very patient and very level-headed.
Yes.
Have you ever had a situation where you couldn't get both parties over that bridge?
So sometimes it's apparent in the individual meetings that I have, that one party's not motivated, or that they wouldn't participate in mediation in good faith. So then I indicate to the organisation that's not suitable for mediation, and then they can think of another process. In the mediation itself, 99% of the time the parties have come up with an agreement, so I've only had one where that didn't occur.
Right. Okay. That's a pretty great success rate.
As long as you've got them on board from the pre-mediation meeting.
Yeah. Okay. And lastly, what other skills, other than kind of being patient and calm, what other skills do you need to be a great mediator?
You need to have empathy. So you need to be able to build rapport with the staff members so that they feel free to tell you the work problems. And to be able to build trust with them. And you need to be reasonably sort of on the ball so that you can take a history from them when you meet with them individually, and then so that you can help them narrow down the issues. And you need to also have some level of firmness so that you can impose ground rules if they start talking over the top of each other or something right. like that in the mediation. So that helps create a safe space for them.
Yeah. Oh, look, Elizabeth, thank you so much for talking to us about workplace mediation this morning. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.